Have you ever stared at a block of text that looks like someone fell asleep on a keyboard and thought, "That's supposed to tell me the weather?" I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, right here on Radio Hangar, and today we're going to crack the code on TAFs, Terminal Aerodrome Forecasts. By the time we're done, you're going to look at one of these and actually see the weather instead of alphabet soup. Before we dig in, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. If you're working toward your private pilot certificate or you just passed your check ride, they make beautiful challenge coins for every milestone along the way. First solo, private, instrument, commercial. It's a great way to celebrate the work you've put in. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. All right, let's talk about why TAFs matter so much, especially if you're a student pilot or a newly certificated private pilot planning across country. A METAR tells you what's happening right now. That's useful. But a TAF tells you what's expected to happen over the next 24 to 30 hours at a specific airport. And that is where your go or no-go decision really lives, because you're not just asking, is the weather good right now? You're asking, will the weather still be good when I get there? And will it still be good for my return trip? The Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Certificate specifically ask you to demonstrate the ability to obtain and interpret weather information, and that includes terminal forecasts. Your examiner on checkride day is going to want to see that you can read a TAF and use it, not just recognize it. So let's build this from the ground up. A TAF starts with the identifier. You'll see the letters TAF, then the four-letter International Civil Aviation Organization identifier for the airport. So, if you're looking at a forecast for Chicago O'Hare, you'll see CORD, Dallas, Fort Worth, KDFW. Your local field might be something like KPWK for Chicago Executive or KDVT for Deer Valley and Phoenix. Right after that, you'll see a group of numbers that tells you when the forecast was issued and what period it covers. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. That time group is everything. If you don't know when the forecast was made and what window it covers, the rest of the information is meaningless. You could be reading an expired forecast and not even realize it. The format looks like this. You'll see a six-digit group, something like 180530 Zulu. That tells you the forecast was issued on the 18th day of the month at 0530 Zulu. Then you'll see the valid period, something like 1806/1906. That means it's valid from the 18th at 0600 Zulu through the 19th at 0600 Zulu, a 24-hour window. Here's a quick tip. All TAF times are in Zulu, which is Coordinated Universal Time. If you're on the east coast of the United States, Zulu is 4 hours ahead during daylight saving time, 5 hours ahead during standard time. Central time, add 5 or 6. You have to make that conversion to know what the forecast means for your local flying window. I've seen students plan a morning flight and completely miss that the TAF was predicting low ceilings during their local morning hours because they didn't convert the times. Now we get to the meat of it, the body of the forecast. The first line after the header gives you the prevailing conditions expected for the beginning of the forecast period. You'll see wind, visibility, weather phenomena, if any, and sky condition. It reads almost like a METAR, and that's by design. Let's say you see this. 31012 gusting 20 knots, 6 statute miles broken ceiling at 2,500 feet. That's telling you winds from 310 degrees at 12 knots gusting to 20, visibility 6 miles, and a broken layer at 2,500 feet above ground level. Not bad for VFR flight, right? You've got plenty of visibility. The ceiling is above the VFR minimum of 1,000 feet for uncontrolled airspace, and the wind is manageable if a little gusty. But here's where students get tripped up. The TAF doesn't stop there, it changes. And the way it tells you about changes is through three key phrases you absolutely must understand: FM, tempo, and BECMG. Let's walk through this together. FM stands for from. When you see FM followed by a time group, it means that starting at that time, conditions are expected to change to what follows. It's a complete replacement. Everything after the FM line supersedes what came before. Think of it as drawing a line through the old forecast and writing a new one. So if you see FM 181500, that means from the 18th at 1500 Zulu, expect these new conditions and everything listed after that FM is the new baseline. If it says FM 181500 27008 knots, greater than 6 statute miles, scattered at 4000, that's your new picture starting at 3 p.m. Zulu. This is the one that matters most for your planning. If you're departing at 2 p.m. local and the FM group shows conditions deteriorating at 3 p.m. local, you need to think very carefully about whether you'll be at your destination before that change rolls in. Now, tempo. This one is subtle, and a lot of pilots misread it. Tempo means temporary. It indicates that conditions are expected to temporarily fluctuate from the prevailing forecast during a specific time window, and each fluctuation usually lasts less than an hour. The key word is fluctuate. The conditions will bounce between what was previously forecast and what the tempo line says. So, if the prevailing forecast says visibility greater than 6 statute miles, and then you see tempo 181200/181600, visibility 3 statute miles and mist, That means between 1200 and 1600 Zulu, the visibility might temporarily drop to 3 miles in mist, but it won't stay there. It'll come and go. Here's the practical question. Is 3 miles still VFR? Technically, yes. Basic VFR weather minimums in Class Golf airspace require 1 statute mile visibility. In Class Echo, 3 statute miles, but 3 miles in mist means things are trending in the wrong direction. If you're a student pilot with limited experience and reduced visibility, a tempo showing 3 miles should make you pause and think. Then there's BECMG becoming. This tells you that conditions are expected to gradually transition from the prevailing forecast to the new conditions over a specified time period. It's not a sudden switch like FM. It's a slow shift. If you see BECMG 181400/181600, overcast at 1200, that means between 1400 and 1600 Zulu, the sky condition is expected to gradually change from whatever it was before to an overcast layer at 1200 feet. And an overcast layer at 1200 feet? That is getting dangerously close to IFR conditions. If you're a VFR-only pilot, that BECMG line just changed your entire plan. Let me give you a real-world scenario to tie all of this together. Say you're planning a cross-country flight from your home airport to a field about 90 nautical miles away. Your planned departure is 10 a.m. local, and you expect the flight to take about an hour and 15 minutes each way. You pull the TAF for your destination airport, and here's what you see. The prevailing conditions starting at 0600 Zulu are winds calm, visibility greater than 6, few clouds at 5000. Beautiful. Clear skies, no wind, perfect flying weather. But then you see FM 181800, winds 170 at 15 gusting 25. Visibility 4 statute miles in thunderstorms, broken at 2500, overcast at 4500. If you're on the East Coast during daylight saving time, 1800 Zulu is 2 p.m. local. So your destination is forecast to have thunderstorms, gusty winds, and reduced visibility starting at 2 p.m. If you depart at 10 a.m. and arrive at 11:15, you've got a window, but you need to be back in the air heading home well before 2 p.m., and you need to ask yourself what happens if you have a delay. What if the storms move in early? And that leads to the tempo line. You might see tempo 181500/181800, visibility 2 statute miles in rain showers. That means even before the big change at 1800 Zulu, starting at 1500 Zulu, which is 11 a.m. local, you could get temporary drops to 2 miles visibility in rain. Now, your window is much tighter than you thought. The storms are forecast for 2 p.m., but you might start seeing reduced visibility as early as 11 a.m. This is exactly the kind of analysis your examiner wants to see on a checkride. They want to know that you can look at a TAF, convert the times, identify the trends, and make a sound decision. The ACS doesn't just say obtain weather information, it says evaluate it. That means thinking critically about what the forecast is telling you and how it applies to your specific flight. So, let me give you a few practical takeaways you can use on your very next flight. First, always read the entire TAF from top to bottom. Don't just look at the first line and say, looks good. The changes later in the forecast period might be the most important part. The weather at departure time might be gorgeous, but if conditions at your destination are forecast to fall apart during your estimated time of arrival, that's a no-go, or at least a serious conversation with your instructor. Second, pay special attention to the times. Convert every time group to your local time zone and write it down. I mean physically write it on your nav log or your kneeboard. When you're under the stress of flight planning, it's easy to mix up Zulu and local, and that mistake can put you in weather you weren't expecting. Third, use the TAF in combination with other products, not in isolation. Pull the area forecast discussion from the National Weather Service. Look at the METARs for surrounding airports to see what's happening right now. Check the radar. The TAF is a forecast, and forecasts aren't perfect. But when the TAF, the radar trends, and the area forecast discussion all agree that weather is moving in, believe them. Fourth, build personal minimums around what you see in TAFs. If you're a student or a low-time private pilot, don't push right up against VFR minimums. If the TAF is showing a tempo with 3 miles visibility during your flight window, maybe today is a ground school day. There's no shame in that. There's a lot of shame in becoming a statistic because you talked yourself into a flight the weather was telling you to skip. And here's one more thing. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. You can call flight service and talk to a real human being. The number is 1-800-WEATHER-BRIEFING, or you can use 1-800-WHISKEY-X-RAY-BRAVO-ROMEO-INDIA-ECHO-FOXTROT. You can also use the online portal at 1-800-WHISKEY-X-RAY-BRIEF.com. When you get a standard briefing, the briefer will walk through the TAFs with you and point out things you might have missed. They do this all day, every day. They're incredibly good at translating what the forecast means for your specific route and altitude. Don't be afraid to use them. You know, the TAF is one of those tools that seems intimidating the first few times you see it, but once you understand the structure, once you know what FM, tempo, and BECMG mean, and how to convert those time groups, it becomes second nature, and more importantly, it becomes your first line of defense against getting caught in weather that's over your head. This one was built on guidance from the FAA's Aviation Weather Services Advisory Circular AC00-45, along with the Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Certificate. You can find more at radiohanger.com. Fly safe out there, and remember, a good weather briefing is the cheapest insurance you'll ever get. I'm Pattern, and I'll catch you next time on Traffic Pattern.